This is Robert Merlacci of C21 Canada, Canadians for 21st Century Learning and Innovation.
I have the good fortune of having a mindshare learning moment with Ennis Waldner, who is the oldest online student high school graduate, to my knowledge, from the SunWest Distance Learning Center here in Saskatchewan. And I'm here at the opening of the Distance Learning Center. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Ennis.
Thank you for having me.
I was so proud and thrilled to hear your story and meet you. And perhaps you can share with us what inspired you to want to go back to school and take this type of program.
I guess because, as I told you, I had to quit school after grade 11, and I'd always felt cheated, and I'd always wanted to, I don't know, just get that grade 12, because I had felt that not having that grade 12, I'd been limited in what I could do in life. And so when I saw the ad in the paper, I just sort of on a hunch thought, well, I'll ask. And when I phoned and I asked if it's possible, they said, well, of course it is.
And the concept of online learning, you know, and the notion of lifelong learning is really important to keep an open mind. It's not just a finite line, you've done your grade 12 or you've done your university. It's about continuing the learning, keeping the learning curve steep, as I like to say.
Well, I'd always sort of kept learning things because I had took my water safety instructor's course, and then it just grew from there then in learning to teach. And I worked with the school kids for about 18 years through the school system in Saskatoon, teaching their swim classes. And then I was asked to go to the university where they hired me as a sessional instructor, where I was there for 20 years.
Fantastic. What university was that?
University of Saskatchewan. It was called the College of Physical Education then. Now it's the Kinesiology College.
Yes.
And I've always, after I retired, I'd always wanted to play the piano. So after I retired, I bought me an organ, and I took organ lessons, learned to play the organ. I said there was three things I wanted to do before I died. One was get my grade 12, one was to learn to play the piano, and one was to learn to do oil painting, and I have done all three now. So.
Well, good for you. What advice do you have for young people today? Because there's so many distractions with technology and social media and in our society today. What advice would you offer to young people?
There is so much out there that can be done, and it's just a matter of if you have that will, you'll find a way. There's so many ways out there, and like you say now with the internet and that, it's just fantastic.
And it's never too late to start learning to use technology or taking an online course. You had a good experience in that regard?
I had quite an experience learning the computer. My kids and my grandkids, they said, oh, but it's so easy. But yeah, I guess it is in a way, but I still push the wrong key quite often and have to phone my son who's in Saudi Arabia to, he connects onto my computer so he
can
get it all straightened out.
Do you Skype or connect with
him? I Skype with him all the time with my kids, yeah. I don't have any of my children in Saskatoon.
Yeah, so you use power technology.
Yeah, Skyping. I have a granddaughter that lives in Germany that has sense, so I Skype with her too. So.
Ennis, thank you so much for this today.
You're very welcome.
You've been such an inspiration. That was Ennis Waldner, the graduate of the SunWest School Distance Learning Center here in Saskatchewan, Canada's oldest and proudest online graduate, and it's been such an honor to meet and interview you today.
My name is Robert Merlacci of C21 Canada, Canadians for 21st Century Learning and Innovation.
Until next time, keep the learning curve steep.